What are we supposed to do when the world isn't the way it's supposed to be? We live in a scary time and place where things are grim and strangely fascinating at the same time. And what are we supposed to do when the rules and the order of life no longer apply? As of this morning, 5 people are in custody following the attack in Kenya on Thursday that left almost 150 people dead. The militant group said the attacks were in retaliation of the Kenyan security forces against Somalia and Al-Shabaab. And they have since pledged a long and gruesome war against Kenya. This university was convenient. It was heartless. It was ruthless and deadly. In this church, we support some young women who are in universities like this, not in Kenya, in Malawi. They live on campus. They work on campus, far away from their homes. And it's all too often that I sit there and wonder, where is God, and why did you let this happen? I wonder, as I sit, hopeless, confused, and lost in the dark. John's Gospel, in the opening line of the Easter story, tells us, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. And we find ourselves in the dark at the tomb with Mary. John is very specific. It is still dark, not yet light. An interesting way for him to start the best news of the best story, don't you think? While it was still dark, Mary walks to the tomb, and Mary and the disciples are still in the dark, for they are still living in a world that is darkness. Since Good Friday, when she watched the most traumatic, horrific act of her life, she has adjusted to this darkness. She has spent 2 days in it. She has witnessed the walk to the cross, the crucifixion, and finally the death. And she has walked around in darkness. She is shocked. She is traumatized. And she is abandoned. And in the beginning, she stumbles. Like turning out the light before bed. You try to feel your way around. Where's the dresser? You trip over your shoes you left in the middle of the room. Or is that just me? You hit your bed on the shin and then you go, well, at least I found it. And after a few minutes, your eyes begin to adjust. And you begin to see the dresser and the shoes that you left on the floor. And the bed, not well, but you have adjusted to the lack of light. And Mary is in a world of darkness. She lives in a Good Friday world. And her eyes have adjusted to the sadness and the pain. And she walks into a dark tomb to pay respect and honor to her friend, her teacher, and to complete his burial rite. And she, like us, is hopeless and lost and confused. And she's telling herself that things really aren't going to be that bad, but they really are that bad. The disciples in John's Gospel have been told over and over and over again by Jesus that he will die and rise from the dead, a conversation that we assume that Mary has heard over and over again, and yet they are still in the darkness, adjusting their eyes to it. At the wedding at Cana, Jesus said that his temple, his body, would be destroyed and lifted up in 3 days. And in John 3, the Son of Man will be lifted up, for whoever believes in him will have eternal life. But we loved the darkness. Very truly, I tell you, Jesus says, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it will live. For you do not know where I come or where I am going, for you judge, he says, by human standards. And so we and our human standards walk into the tomb in darkness, and we've adjusted our eyes to this Good Friday world. Yet things cannot be as bad as we think they are, except yes, yes, they are. And Mary arrives at the tomb, and she does find something. She finds the stone rolled away. And Jesus is missing. And what's the saying? Just when things can't get any worse. As if she needed one more thing. So Mary and the disciples and we are living in this Good Friday world, and our eyes have adjusted to it, and it just becomes one more thing, one more terrible, awful thing that has happened, and we find our way around in it. Where is God? Where have you taken him? We believe in a God that stands with us in good times and in bad. We believe in a God that sits with us in the midst of darkness and holds us and weeps with us. I will be with you in your confusion and your pain and your weeping, God says, for 2 days. For 2 days. But 2 days, we will descend into hell together. And 2 days, my friends, is all you get. Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she bent over looking into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, and one at the head and one at the feet. And they said, "Woman, why are you weeping? Well, they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." 2 days of despair, God says. And then, on the third day, I will rise from the dead. And when she had said this, she turned around and she saw Jesus standing there, but not knowing it was Jesus, mistaking him for the gardener. He said, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I'll go get him. I'll take him. Don't worry. Everything will be okay." She's adjusted to the darkness, so that when she saw the light, she was blinded and could not recognize the very thing she had lost. It was standing right in front of her. And Jesus got up and turned on the light for Mary as if she went to go get a glass of water in the middle of the night, and it blinded her. "Mary," Jesus says. And just as God knew us before we were formed in a womb, Mary recognized him not by sight, but because God named her, claimed her as his own. "Mary," Jesus says, "Mary, wake up. Adjust your eyes back to the light. Don't hold on to this Good Friday world. I have not yet ascended, but I have risen. You were meant for greater things than this darkness." Anne Lamott, in her book, Traveling Mercies, says, "We are to live as Easter people in a Good Friday world. God is the light in the darkness. God is the pillar of hope for us. Bad things happen to good people. We are lost, confused, angry at the state of the world. And we should react accordingly. And that's okay," God says. "Mourn, be angry, steep yourself in darkness. But you get 2 days. You get 2 days to feel abandoned and lost and curse my name, and I will hold you and I will comfort you and I will be in your pain, and then I will rise. 2 days is all you get to put your faith in the world. 2 days to see that the world does not hold your answers. For when we believe in a Good Friday world, we believe in death and we believe in hopelessness. And when we believe in a world that says things can never get better, We feel hopeless. We become frozen, worthless, and undeserving. But when we live as Easter people, God shows us that when the dead won't even stay dead, we live in light. There is a new creation, a new way of being and living in the world. Don't let the world keep you in dark, God says, for I will rise again so that all may have eternal life, and I will rise from the dead, and you will hear my voice. Adjust your eyes. The lights have been turned on, and we trust more, and we forgive more, and we reconcile, and we move beyond the petty stuff that normally keeps us in the dark. Easter people walk around confident even in dark places because they can still see and know and believe in the light and the risen Christ. Easter people trust that God is active in the world. Easter people are confident that on the third day, the light that shone in the darkness will return. And Mary runs from the tomb and shouts with joy, I have seen the Lord. For when the dead won't even stay dead, how can we not live as Easter people? Adjust your eyes, God said. Christ is risen. You have seen the Lord and do not return to the dark. Have hope, have faith, have confidence that God will prevail in death and in life. Friends, may this be so for you and for me. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.